It's time that we cross over now to Sia, or Kai Nebe. I nearly said Sia. I was thinking Sia now, the musical now. Kai, good morning. How are you doing?
Thanks very much for that comparison to Sia. Unfortunately, I can't dance as well as her, but I am here in Germany. It's a pretty chilly morning, but all is good. Hope all is nice in Cape Town too.
Absolutely fantastic, I can tell you. Beautiful, beautiful weather, and it's going to be a scotch of a day. I think we're expecting a high of 29. That being said, though, Kai, I mean, the European Union has made waves this week by electing its youngest ever president. That's Roberta Metsola, one of the three most powerful people on the block.
Exactly. Mrs. Metsola was, in fact, elected earlier this week. She follows on from David Sassoli, who actually had come to the end of his term, but unfortunately also died during December this year, which was a big shock, but his term was ending. Anyway, so Roberta Metsola does take over the reins as the president of the EU. She's one of, like, the three most important people in the bloc. And she's the second woman to, she's actually the third woman to hold this position, but she's definitely the youngest person, not without her controversies. She takes a position against abortion. She said, though, that, which is kind of going against the line of what most European countries are, the reproductive rights are a big topic in the European Union, but she has said that she will represent the views of the EU. But of course, she has bigger issues on right now, with tensions rising in the Ukraine, which is obviously affecting the EU in a big way at the moment.
Let's talk about that, because the leadership announcement has been overshadowed by the presence of Russian forces on the border with Ukraine. Kai, I mean, can you tell us about why the tensions are so high at the moment?
Well, the fact of the Russians being on the border and amassing troops, that has been going on for months. The problem is that I think In Europe at the moment, especially here, the real tension is rising because there's not been found a solution as yet. And earlier this week, Germany's top diplomat, Annalena Baerbock, was in Kiev, making clear again the position of Germany, which is, of course, one of Europe's most important economies, that they will not be tolerated any incursion. But of course, last night, which was new news, we had Joe Biden, who is, of course, of the United States, and holds significant sway over NATO, which is sort of the military bloc that would defend the EU in the case of a Russian incursion, basically laying bare there's a certain amount of discord among the NATO members within Europe as to how to deal with this Russian aggression. And this is exactly what the EU does not want the Russians to have, a sense that there is disunity among how to deal with a Russian act of aggression. And this, I fear, is going to go a bit more before it gets better. And unfortunately, even here in Germany, we're far away, but it's getting a bit tense now, people.
I know we're going a bit off script here. I remember the past world wars that we fought, where many other countries turned a blind eye to what was starting, or what were to the starts of the wars. When you look at this, Ukraine, Russia, the rest of the EU, you sort of feel that sort of, as you've alluded to it, that everyone is sitting back and saying, okay, let's wait and see, but we're not involved in this as yet. Is that what's happening, or are people saying, you know what, let's get involved before it gets worse?
Well, the getting involved part has already kind of been going on, even if it's been going under the radar a bit. Certainly the countries closer to the former Soviet Union countries, we're talking about Finland, Sweden, all these countries that are closer to the border of Russia have in fact started moving troops from strategic places in order to countermeasure already the event of a Russian incursion. And the thing is that the Ukraine, as we know, has actually been in a state of conflict. The eastern Ukraine has been in a state of conflict for years already. But the full-scale official incursion, or invasion, as it were, of Russia into the Ukraine is something that I think would be an absolute red line for the EU and also NATO, and by extension the United States, What that would also mean, though, is Joe Biden, you know, again reiterated that we have the situation where we do have economic weapons which we can use to seriously dissuade the Russians from doing it. But again, the Russians are not backing up on this, and it remains to be seen if Vladimir Putin can really push the West, as it were, to a negotiating table where he holds all the cards here.
And meanwhile, across the tunnel, Boris Johnson's leadership of the UK seems to hang in the balance over his, shall we say, office drink party, with all the scandals that he's faced.
One way of putting it.
I mean, with all the scandals that he's faced during his term, do we dare say, could this finally be the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak?
Well, you know, I would not be able to be able, I'm not able to say that exactly, but considering the amount of scandals that the Boris Johnson rule has had up until this point, but at this point in time, I have to say this is definitely the closest that he's come to facing a serious leadership challenge. I mean, we remember him as the leader who kind of pushed the United Kingdom through Brexit, was the one who held up the paper to say we are free from the European Union. He then went straight into the coronavirus pandemic. But the coronavirus pandemic, or let's say the government's response to it, and especially towards the end of 2020, which is where there were strict lockdowns. Remember, people in the United Kingdom couldn't visit their families. There were strict social distancing restrictions, this investigation of these drinks parties relates to that time, the December of 2020, where it is pretty clear now that the government was flouting its own rules and doing it in a way that I think really irked the British people, because they felt like there's a different set of rules for those in power and those that not. And that is exactly what even conservative members of parliament are responding to. People in their own communities saying, how can it possibly be that the prime minister gets to act out and we don't?
Hi, listen, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning on our side in Cape Town. But before I let you go, anything else from your side perhaps that you would like the listeners to be aware of?
At this point in time, just keep an eye on what is happening in the Ukraine. I hope by the end of this week, things will have resolved themselves. Otherwise, we will probably be chatting about this topic again next week.
Guy, thank you so very much. Have a wonderful day further.